Next up, over the past several weeks, I've talked about a few studies involving brain organoids, microscopic sections of brains made from stem cells that can be used to study how diseases like Alzheimer's progress and how potential therapies might work. Well, researchers at USC are applying a similar idea to another part of the body you can't live without, the heart. They started with a type of device that's really good at controlling the movement of fluids. Their chip, about the size of a quarter, is made from a material sort of like rubber, with openings that let gases go through. Above this material is another layer that's really thin, so oxygen can get through. And on top of that is another layer of proteins. And for the final layer in this teensy sandwich cake, the researchers grow human heart cells in the same pattern as the cells in our hearts. They had a fascinating purpose in building this device: to model heart attacks. They did this by sending gas through the openings, both gas with oxygen and gas without oxygen. This is an improvement over previous lab methods for modeling heart attacks because it's basically what happens during a heart attack at the edges of the heart. Oxygen-rich blood has a really hard time getting to the heart's inner areas, but varying levels of oxygen reach the heart's borders. The research team had a live front row seat, through a microscope, to watch exactly what happens to these heart cells, potentially showing how this contributes to post-heart attack issues, like irregular heartbeats and weaker contractions. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S., accounting for almost 13% of them, with an average of about 800,000 heart attacks per year. As they refine their device, the USC engineers want to use it to test out new medicines to find ones that might help reduce the damage caused by heart attacks.